Check, check, check.
Check, check. Jake, how are you?
I love that we just go right into it.
Yeah.
You haven't even sat down yet.
I know.
What's up, D-Less guest? Episode
11. 11, and we have a little upgrade in the studio.
Yes, I showered this morning, and we got a sign.
Look at the sign, people. Work in progress, but yeah, if you're watching, you see the new sign. D-Less guest, official. We've got we're growing. It's good. And we're launching the podcast tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day.
Tomorrow. On the backside of this. Should we show
them? Yeah, show them. They don't believe you.
Let's show the people, man.
They don't believe you.
We can do this.
We're athletes. Voila. Look how colorful it is. Oh.
We'll swing it around.
Okay, there it is.
See? Efficiency. Double-sided.
Smart.
So we're gonna just swing that back. Okay.
And there we go.
That's what you get around here.
And we're back.
At Trey Kennedy Studios. Just amazing quality.
Two signs.
On one. So, yes, Do Less, God Bless podcast comes out tomorrow, as well as the Do Less, God Bless masks. We also have that coming, I think. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking Capitalism. Of masks. Let's just go ahead and get into our triplet tray triple this week. It is a good one.
We're recording.
We're recording.
Do that every time.
Trey had a great idea. He said, hey, for this week's, you know, top three things, why don't we do, other than COVID-19, obviously, three favorite viruses of all time.
Ooh, this is a juicy one. You want to go first? You got one?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, topping the list for me has to be mad cow disease.
Dude, have you ever heard scientists talk about how, like, it just takes a simple mutation for humans to be able to get it?
Mm-hmm. To jump from animals
That'd
to humans.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Mainly because I don't even know what it really does, but I think it's such a funny name.
I don't know.
Mad cow?
Yeah, I have no idea.
What's stopping us from angry cat? Passive aggressive dog, territorial bird. Like, these could all be names of other viruses. So,
mad cow disease. I'm looking at photos. These cows don't look that crazy. I was hoping they'd like grow an arm or something. It's extremely rare. A brain disorder in adult cattle that may spread to humans through diseased meat. I guess it's extremely rare. I guess humans can get it
if we eat their diseased meat.
Wow. Human version of mad cow disease is called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
That sounds a little bit like my name there at the end.
Hmm. It's thought to...
Did they catch a Jacob in there?
Yeah. Oh, it's not a good sign.
Huh.
Dude, I had a dream last night. This just occurred to me. We talked about our last names a while back, like the meanings of them. And I had a dream last night where I discovered that my actual last name was Killian. K-I-L-L-I-O-N. A very vivid dream. And I remember seeing, like, I was with, like, my grandparents and my dad, and I saw some old stuff. It was, like, my dad's name, Killian. I was like, what? Wait, what? And it turned out my mom just thought Killian was, like, a little aggressive. So when they got married, they agreed to change it to Kennedy. And I was like, I'm not Irish at all. What's Killian? That sounds aboriginal. I don't know.
What a weird dream, too.
Anyways. So mad cow.
Mad cow's got to be, the top one.
Okay, mine is the bubonic plague.
Yeah, sure.
Bubonic plague, dude. It's back. It's making a comeback. So, unfortunately, a young kid died in Mongolia with it because he ate a marmot, which is like a large rat. I don't know if, I guess, times were tough. Or
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Not very.
You've never had marmot?
No, not in Asia.
The only marmot I've had is like the $50 jackets white people buy.
Yeah, and I was tempted to eat it, but I never did.
Yeah,
I just wore it around my torso.
We found a squirrel in Colorado with bubonic plague.
Excuse?
So,
how did you know?
Do
you have a test kit?
I don't. I heard that, but you wonder, are they just running around testing squirrels?
Wait, this is a real thing? They were like, hey, it's just real. FYI, there's one squirrel. We're not going to tell you which one, but there's a squirrel with bubonic plague here.
It's for sure a thing that, like, I think bubonic plague, like, pops up randomly in animals, like, around the world, but it's, like, not an issue because we have medicine and it's fine. But, obviously, in 2020, it makes sense why you'd write that article. So you're like, oh, now bubonic plague?
It's going to get clicks.
Are 2 billion people going to die? But I don't know. I don't know who's running around testing squirrels. I think we need to test that person because
let's bring him in.
Yeah.
Just check up for everything. Give him a once over.
Yeah. Give them a once over. But a squirrel has it, so don't eat the squirrel, and you should be good.
Yeah. You know, have you ever been tested for allergies?
I have.
They like prick you with like 1,000 things to right. see what you're allergic to. I think that's what we should do with like people like that. Just like
yeah. Okay, just what's wrong?
Test here? Me for everything that I could possibly have. Because I've been sticking my finger down squirrels' mouths in Colorado for right. a while.
Yeah.
I've got something.
Eating those squirrels.
Yeah. So wait, bubonic plague was the same as the black plague, right? The black death?
Wasn't that it? Yes, with all the same thing.
The same mice?
Thing. The mice and the squirrels and the marmots. And... no, yeah. I don't really know how that... I don't know the details on that.
I know that... Ring Around the Rosie. Ring Around the... That was about the Black Plague, I think.
Oh. I know. I think. I know that this was about that, I think.
Check this fact out.
I just liked how your confidence yeah. just went right downhill on that sentence.
And I was thinking, I was like, well, I don't remember the lyrics of Ring yeah. Around the Rosie, so yeah. I can't prove it.
Ring Around the Rosie, a pocket full of posy. Posy, meaning?
I don't know. Keep going.
Large rodent. Ring around the rosy, a pocket full of posy.
Oh, yeah, ashes,
we all fall down. Jeez. Why did we sing that as kids?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ring around the rosy.
Anyway, Posey's, I'm positive that I think that's what's
Posey's making about. A comeback with white people names.
Posey?
Have a little girl named her Posey.
Buster Posey.
Buster Posey, great.
Catcher.
Hitter.
Yeah.
I know nothing about baseball. I can't name... 5 active players in the MLB.
Baseball's Can you? In a rough spot.
It's amazing. I had a... Are you familiar with Matt Holliday?
Sure. Yeah, he played for the Cardinals for a while.
Yeah. He was like a really good player, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's an Oklahoma State guy. Went to Oklahoma State. Okay. And now he's a coach at Oklahoma State.
Oh, really?
And he DM'd me like, come on our podcast.
Oh, no way.
So I love these little moments where like random... Like when Johnny Tsunami... The actor who played Johnny Tsunami hit me up like a few months ago because I was like... making jokes about that. He's like, hey man, I play Johnny Tsunami, big fan. Just random DMs I get is one of my favorite things. And so that Matt Holliday DM'd me, I sent it to my like OSU buddies. We're like, that's cool, but I mean I would just humiliate myself. Like, so man, yeah, thanks for coming on. If he said anything about baseball, I'm just gonna have to be hey, up front, I have no idea anything about your sport. I've never watched a full inning of your sport.
Three strikes, you're out, though. The yeah. old ball game. I've heard the song.
I had a moment of clarity recently as a man when I was in a group text with a few buddies who we talk like Oklahoma State sports. And I'm into it, but I don't think anyone truly knows how actually not that into it I am.
Oh, you're like hiding it pretty
like,
well.
I love sports for the social aspect more than anything, like tailgating a football game.
Yeah.
I want to encourage everyone to get season tickets and like, let's go to the games. Once the game begins, I'm kind of like, well, the fun's over. Deep down, really? No one knows that. Really? But they're and so I was texting about it. So I was like, you know, if I'm being honest, because they're like sending updates of how college football or NFL like might not happen or it's going to be this and that. And I'm just like, I couldn't care less. Wow. And so I was like, if I'm being honest, I've never watched – if Oklahoma State is not a part of it, I've never sat down and just watched a random sport game. Ever of any kind.
Well, good thing you went to college. Or yeah. else you would never watch a sport exactly. in your life.
I just can't. I don't know. I can't just watch a random game. I have nothing of me is invested in this in any way. I'm just like, I don't care at all.
That is kind of interesting. Yeah. Because now I'm thinking like.
Some people
yeah.
just love sports and they just love to watch it. I'm like, I.
Yeah, it's like Tuesday night on TBS. Let's catch the Celtics-Pacers game.
Or even.
I'm never going to watch that.
I mean, to the point where. I feel like Oklahoma State is playing, you know, like as a lot of teams do, they'll have a few games against just completely worthless teams. And they beat them by like 50.
Yeah.
I won't even turn that on.
That's me and pickleball last night. I know what you're talking
dang,
about.
Dang, dude. You spanked some dude?
Spanked him. Grown men. Bent him over. Spanked him with my paddle. Said, yes. Go home. Go to timeout.
They were like 50 plus?
No, they weren't that old, but.
A lot of old people.
Pickleball went great, though.
I was at the pickleball course the other night.
You bought yourself a paddle. Welcome to the club.
Dude. Yeah, way too much money spent on a paddle, but it feels nice.
Yeah.
Start ripping those.
Yeah, nice new grip.
Man, I struggle with doubles a little bit where especially the guy I was playing hadn't played much, which is different, but I tend to kind of gravitate towards all of a sudden playing one-on-two. You know what I mean?
Because kind of covering a lot of ground.
I'll just like smack one and they hit it back, and I'll like fly across the net to like try to hit it, because I mean, if you're good enough, it's a, because the ball moves so much slower than you think. Like one on two is doable.
Oh, Trey.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna just wait, dude. You have no idea how much I'm grinding. You step on the court, dude. No mercy.
You just let me know
side.
When you're ready.
Yeah.
And I'll bring mine. That's you bad, bring yours.
Man. My
we'll get after it.
I love pickleball. It's so action paced. But the main courts we use is like a very family neighborhood. There's always children around, yeah, so I have to. Because I have a bit of a, I can get a little too into it, and drop some bad words. And I have to really, I'm working on that. My wife is, I was like, you need to train me because, and so I'll, so I'm like, me and my buddy were playing. I'm like, there's all these families around. I'm like, okay, be good boys.
Chill.
Bad words. And we did. But it's just, I get after it, man. We were just meeting as friends the other night. It's like, yeah, I've never played before. And he was like hitting it out a lot because he had never played before. And I was like, the first few, I was like, yeah, we're just chilling out and fun. And like the fifth one, I'm like, freaking idiot.
Can you see the lines? Are you legally blind?
Hey, that ball, that square, hit it in there.
Are you confused about the game, or you just have no athletic ability at all? What's going on?
Carol across the net is doing it. Come on. I don't want to lose to this old couple. There's some old couples that are just ripping.
Oh, yeah.
Over there, man.
Almost any old person you talk to who plays pickleball, they've been in this for like 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow. Well, I mean, that's a long time to get good at something.
Like you were over here because you're over here all the time, though, trying to sell this house. I met with a realtor who's a woman in her 50s. Mm-hmm. I was like, somehow brought it up. I was like, yeah, we're playing pickleball. She's like, oh, I love pickleball.
I'm
like,
she said that? That's funny.
Man, I just need to go ahead and do like water aerobics. I don't know. Is that the next thing? I would be like 35 and talking to a 78-year-old. Like, yeah, we do the same things.
I totally know. Who's your favorite? Janice. Yes, Janice does the best water aerobics.
Yes.
I love Janice.
It's just that it's fun, but it's like not too hard.
Something else about
jazzercise.
Your realtor yesterday that we didn't talk about. Always kind of an awkward thing. So I randomly know this. This realtor is the aunt of a friend of ours. So that's how we kind of both know her. So I walk into Trey's house. She's there. I'm like, oh, what's up? I haven't seen you in a while. This is funny. Good to see you. And she was like, Jake, how you been? And then second question out of the gate is, are you still single? And I was like, yeah. She's like, well, I texted you a couple months ago. Whatever happened to that? She was like trying to set me up. Did you catch that? Were you paying attention?
No, I wasn't. I didn't catch that.
So I don't even really remember, but I guess she texted me a few months ago. Like, hey,
trying to set you up.
Yeah.
You're kind of realtor.
Yeah.
Man, that is single, bro.
And yeah, I did not do a good job yesterday. I was like, oh, yeah, I think, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
When in reality, I'm sure I looked her up, was not interested at all,
and
didn't pursue it.
Right.
But I didn't know I was going to have to come face to face. Whatever happened with Rebecca I text you about?
Yeah, isn't that funny? When people try to set you up. There's those people who try to set up, it's like their thing. They want to set up people all the time, and they pay no regard to like if you stopped and think about it, it's like, this would never work. I remember a girl was like, I have this friend, she's really nice, and you're nice, you're both single, you should meet. And I was like, okay, tell me about her. And I think she was something. I was like, where did she go to school? Well, she's like, she flunked out and dropped out. I'm like, why are you setting me up with her? It's a total failure. Is that what you think I should pair up well with?
Opposites attract. Yeah. You guys are both nice, though. Yeah.
I mean, you make, like, you're doing your little videos. That's kind of lame. Like, she's, like, doesn't have a job or education. Like, maybe it's, I mean, I'd say the same about you, but that's
the dating app Hinge, every now and then, will give you someone, they're like, hey, gonna throw this person your way because we feel like you guys are the most compatible.
Mm.
And I feel like more often than not, you get one of those and it's like, this is an agnostic person who says on their profile that they smoke weed and do drugs. I don't know if we're the most compatible. Get a new software.
Yeah. A dating app that's literally, I do drugs. So I'm looking for someone else who does drugs. Those, you just got to get lucky on those. I mean, that's probably dating in general. You just, at some point, somehow you happen upon someone where you just like each other. But if it was a dating app, Kate and I would have never I guess we could have matched, but Hinge sounds fun because you can see a little more personality. It's not simply just
hot.
Yeah. I mean, I remember back in the day, it was literally called the hot or not app.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it would give an aggregate score based on how many swipes, this person swiped brutal most of the time. You're
it's the MySpace top 8 friends. Why did we think this was a good idea?
But it's like so much of what I thought, and Katie and I have a lot in common, obviously, but opposites in so many ways. It just somehow it works. And it, but I do miss the dating apps. They're kind of fun. It's like gambling. You're just like, you're like, oh, I got a match, and let's see, and like, we're talking. No, that didn't work. You're like, oh, this is kind of fun. Maybe we'll meet, and then you meet, and like, that didn't work. You meet. Oh, this is fun. It's kind of exciting.
See, I have no patience for it. Yeah, I'll match people.
Say that I only met two people off the apps, but
yeah, I think I've met three people ever off an app. Just because most of the time I either like have no interest, or I'm just like, what are we doing? Everyone can seem like they have a good personality over messaging. Yeah. But also, I don't want to put in the time to get to know you in person.
Yeah, yeah. And it's tough because then you don't know if the person you're talking to, are they there just because they're bored, or because they're truly trying to like find
kind of the bachelor spouse scenario? Yeah. Are you here for the right reason?
Yes, because you can tell some are kind of like, you just wanted to match in a few chats just for confidence.
Yeah, and confidence boost.
I've been there too. That's fine.
The last girl I met up with, which is probably, you know, I think this is a good, just I'm done. You know, I do fine in real life. The last girl I met up with, I don't know, try to figure out how to even tell a story. Basically, I've told you this already before, but for the Do Less guest, about 45 minutes into coffee, she is like, so what kind of, we're talking about like comedians or podcasts or something somehow. And she was like, oh, I've been listening to a lot more comedians. You know, John Mulaney, yada, 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 John Crist. Oh, and there's this one new guy I've been listening to a lot. His name's Trey Kennedy. Do you know him? And then I'm trying to like figure out, okay,
do you?
What's going on? What does she know? Is she here? I think she is a huge Trey Kennedy fan, and she's here to just get a piece of the pie.
Yeah.
So
the whole time, yeah,
we're not together.
I'm really grateful. I found her, and I'm locked in because, it was fine a few years ago when I was still being like a comedian online wasn't really a thing. It was confusing. It wasn't that well known. So like, but yeah, it starts, cause you just have those strange encounters where Katie, she works and she goes into hospitals. And I guess she found someone with the Do Less God Bless merch. It was counterfeit Do Less God Bless merch. By, I'll have you know. She's like, look, I was like, that's not my merch. Someone's selling it on Amazon or something. Don't go buy it. It's cheaper. It's probably a better deal, but don't, we're working on the trademark. But I was like, oh, that's cool. And then for a while at work at this hospital, because like the word spread, and then the people who don't know, it's just confusing. Like, oh, he's like a famous comedian.
He sells t-shirts.
They don't know what that means. And they just default to like, she like walked into some new media. Like, are you the famous girl? she's like, I don't know.
I don't think so.
My husband like makes Instagrams. I don't really know. So,
yeah. Bible studies have been tough to join. When I was trying to do that, like two in a row, I joined. They knew you or had messaged your roommate about me.
Yeah, that's what I went to one. A buddy of mine was trying a new one, so I just went with him, just kind of for fun. It was one of those Bible studies where like, nice folks, but it was one of those like atmospheres where the people in there, I mean, were some of the most awkward, very kind, but some of the most goofy, awkward people in the world. You know what I mean? And I could tell, you just start to see kind of people like looking, and I start to feel uncomfortable. And of course, there's probably like 30 people. Of course, the guy like leading is like, we have a few new faces. Say your name. What do you do for a living?
What's your handle? Where are you from? Let me double check it.
So I'm like, okay. And then this is the time of my life where I was back and forth I would often lie about what I did just to avoid the whole
marketing.
After the full 5 minutes of like, wait, what? So I would say like, I'm just self-employed or something.
Yeah.
But I could tell like people knew. So I just go, and I just make videos on the internet, and half the room was like, oh,
I knew it.
And they were coming up to me like, I was like taking photos at a Bible study. I'm like, this is not a very welcoming atmosphere. This is pretty bizarre. So I'm really, that's just a iota, but you think of like really, really famous people. How do you ever make a friend?
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I'm lucky to, when I first moved to this city, no one knew who I was. No one knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. So we're just chilling. They all thought it was John Crist. John Crist is back.
Yeah, he's back. It's been probably a week now since he posted something.
See what happens to that. But
yeah, he's probably posted more since this comes out. But
that's interesting. It's exciting. It made me think of how you said, like we both knew when my realtor came over to help me sell this house. You're like, oh, I know her. It's bizarre how small the world is, but also not, because like we all hang out with people exactly like us. But I was so John has like a bunch of siblings, and I was hanging out with friends, and like Katie knows one of his brothers.
Oh, random.
Random. And then a buddy of mine knows another brother. And then a guy I ran into like knew someone else. It's just like, how do we all know the same people?
Dude, I love, seriously, one of my favorite things of life, one of my favorite things to experience is coincidences with people. You know him, I know him, or like, why are we on the same street together right now? It's crazy we bumped into each other. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
You have any crazy stories with that?
Yeah, I think I told you the other day. I was like, recently I was in Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, this is cool.
Something, and just Katie was like had a work training or something, so I was down there just chilling with her, and I was like, I'm gonna go to a coffee shop and whatever, sit in the back corner of a coffee shop like 10 a.m. on a Thursday or something, and this girl I know walks over, she's like, Trey, she's my point of contact at Facebook, so she lives in LA, and we were both in Austin at the same time, and we're both in the coffee shop at the same time at the same day. She was like, Trey? I was like, hey.
And you're like, do you have my location at all times? What is Facebook doing with my
phone? Oh, no. She hunted me down. I was like literally like onto Facebook, breaking one of their guidelines. She's like, hey.
Community guidelines. We're
tracking you. Community guidelines.
One time I met a girl at a like this get-together freshman year of high school. Mm-hmm. So this is pre-Facebook. And I tried to find her on MySpace. That night afterwards, because like, dang, Sarah was cute. This is a true story. MySpace is not set up super well. I can't find Sarah anywhere. All I have to go off of is cute brunette named Sarah who goes to Nixa, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that I add the right Sarah because all you have is first names. Start messaging her, figure out not the right Sarah. Whatever. We continue to stay friends.
The Sarah will work. You just message her.
She'll do. She'll do.
Tell me you haven't done that though. You're like interested in a girl and you're trying to, of course, anyone just like, let's do a little research. You try to find her and you search the name and it pulls up like six really cute girls with the same name. You're like that, wow, I got all sorts of options now.
I literally did that last night.
I think because it just pulls up,
popular profile.
It just pulls up popular profiles. And, you know, pretty girls are popular. And it's just
my gosh.
Wow. Olivia James. There's a lot of pretty Olivias out there. Wow.
I literally did that last
night. Gonna hit them all up
with the name Aubrey. I was like, "Whoa, this girl's way cuter than what I was."
How'd y'all meet? Well, I just started with A's, so I went with Allison. Just
kind of went down the.
And
the
I, once book. I got to like Bree, I hit the jackpot. I messaged about 8 Brees. She got back to me. Fell in love.
Oh, that's funny. Anyway, so I'm messaging wrong Sarah, like 15-year-old boy in high school. You know, then like Facebook comes around and we become Facebook friends, and then, you know, we follow each other on Instagram years later. Never ever meet in person, but just like internet friends and, you know, platform to platform, we stay friends.
Sure.
You know, good stuff.
Wow.
And then 2 years ago, I'm in Las Vegas doing my big limo road trip or whatever. It's legitimately probably 2-3 a.m. We're walking back to our hotel, and then I see Sarah from MySpace in Las Vegas on the same street corner.
Wow.
And I was like, Sarah Jackson? And she's like, Jake Triplett? And then she's there with her boyfriend. So then it's just a little tough to explain. Wait, how do you know this guy?
Oh, no. That's hilarious.
Don't even worry. Dude,
that's hilarious.
Because, I mean, it's such a weird way of how do you know him? You can't even explain.
I hope that happens to me and Katie one day where either side we run into some strange story like that. Like,
yeah.
Katie? I'm like, who the heck is this guy? Like, well, it's a long story.
Remember that's MySpace?
So yeah. Remember MySpace? Dude, it's so fun to, you can find anyone online. It's kind of scary. Like I'm just going to tell the story. You guys can't judge me. Do less guys. But when I first moved to this, I got out of college, I moved. So I'm like, I'm going to go to a new city. I'm going to try to build a career. I'm going to be a good adult. So I was getting up every morning, going to the gym. So I really enjoyed and got into this routine of gym every morning.
Oh yeah.
And so you see the same people there every morning.
Is this gym girl?
Yeah, dude. With gym girl. And well, first I tell the story. This one dude, shredded dude, was recognized me, and he come say hey to me, and he was just a really, really friendly, like kind person. And he was like, what's up, man? And I felt cool. Cause if you go to the gym often, which
I've heard of it.
Yeah. But you notice there's people, it's like almost like they're kind of social club,
like, or their fraternity. Bar,
like, or they, something. you see the same people in the morning and they like chatty with each other. It's like how they make friends.
That's cool.
And I always just put my headphones in. I'm like Plus, I'm not big enough to be in this group. But this Jack dude, he you could tell every morning he'd come like chatting with me for 5 minutes.
Nice.
Like, man, that video yesterday was hilarious, man. But it would he's like, can we take a photo one day? And I remember he like posted and tagged me. He's like, love the places my fitness journey takes me. Met the coolest guy. And then I remember one morning I was like trying to do a few pull-ups, which I can only do like 9 of them.
Pull-ups are
hard. And he's like, he walked up to me like this.
Oh,
with
no.
His phone. He's like, okay, put in work. Okay. Oh, no. And he's Insta-storying me doing pull-ups. And so I'm like, okay. And I dig deep. I try to rip out a few more. And he's like, ah, I'll tag you, man. I'll tag you. I was like, man, I...
Don't worry about it.
That was one thing. But there's this one, you know, so the same people there every morning. There's this one girl I noticed. I thought she was cute. And I was like, you know, I was new to the city. And I'd always talked about with some friends how you'd watch a movie and or you'd hear stories of guys who, like, I, you know, Ryan, one of my good friends, this the most confident person in the world. Like, he would just do that often. Like, just see a pretty girl in coffee shop and be like, hey, I'm Ryan, what's up?
Let's go to start filming him. Okay.
Yeah. And if a girl's okay. Oh, do your thing then, girl.
I see you work at a coffee shop.
Yeah, write in that journal. Okay.
I'll tag you. Let me tag you.
And if a girl would, like, deny him or blow him off, it just didn't affect him at all. So, yeah, that's fine.
Amazing.
I mean, I would.
I can't do that.
So, I was determined. I was like, this is a good opportunity. This girl, she's cute. I'm gonna work up the courage. The gym's a weird place, but I'm gonna figure it out. I mean, weeks on end. I tell my close buddies, and I'm like, "This is the morning." Weeks on end, and of course, we talk about it. And we're like, "Let's just like try to figure out more about this girl." And so we like, I forget how we did it. But it's like you check the location of this place, and you skim through it, and you notice like she was tagged in this one fitness post. Like you find you know,
impressive. You
I hope she never hears this. Probably the world's small, but so we like, you know, we discover more about her and like in anything we find, it's just all the signs are pointing to like, wow, this is a quality person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it. And then, cool. But wait, I remember we kept digging. Then you finally get to the photo. It was like of like her and a guy. And then we're like, oh, that's so good. We're like, could it be a brother? Could it be a brother? And we're like, it was something out of a movie because it was hilarious. It was right on the borderline of romantic and like close siblings. It really was.
And like, this photo didn't give it away.
It didn't give it away at all. It was like just kind of a casual photo. It wasn't profile pic, but it was in there. And like, is this a, and I remember going through an example of like, I'm close with like my female cousins. There's a photo of like my cousin, like piggybacking me and we're like laughing.
Yeah.
And like, well, see? I mean, we're just close relatives. But so it could. And, of course, it was like a boyfriend, and I remember being like to an extent, like genuinely upset. Like, oh wow, I'm like, what? All right, I'm the most pathetic person.
Never
in the
talked
world.
To this girl. Didn't you see her in public though? Afterwards,
my opportunity was missed. We saw outside of the gym. We were at something, and so there was like a great opportunity to say something. And I remember my buddy was like, I mean, go say something. And I was about to. And this is a true story. As I started walking, I think I had really mentally prepared. I was going for it. Her and her friend like left and walked out the street. And it was just embarrassing, pathetic. But
yeah, it's
all good.
Things worked out for you.
Yeah.
At least, I think. Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny. I remember when I first moved here, I went out with a couple guys and like grabbed some burgers and beers. And this group of girls came up to, it was me and my two buddies. Ryan and O'Neill's, if you remember. And they're two quirky guys. They're not the type of guys who, like, you know, if you remember, like, back in the day in college or something, if you're going to, like, meet new people, especially girls, you had your buddies you felt confident with,
your buddies,
like, this is a liability.
You got to get to know them a little bit.
Yeah. Once you get to know them.
No, he's really
those
great.
Aren't the so these are two guys that are big time. Once you get to know them, you love them. So, and it turns out it's like half of the Chiefs cheerleading team.
Oh, these are my girls.
Oh, Jake knows them well, man. And so, and I've moved here week two of living here.
Wait, hold on. How did you get connected with half the team? What were you doing?
They came and said, what's up? Like, oh, Trey, we follow you.
Oh, like at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we chat with them and it's cool. And then I'm like, my friend's like, oh, you got to get her number. And I that was terrifying. But she just came up and said, hey. And so I like, well, can I get your number? Mm-hmm. Got it. And also at the same time, I had matched with a girl I thought was really, really pretty on Bumble.
Okay.
And so I'm lining up like two dates in the next week with two girls I think are really cute. Cool. I'm just like, adult life, like, I'm killing it. Well, Chief's girl literally never texts me back until like 3 days later and claims like her phone was off.
Okay.
So that, once you get to know me, and Bubble Girl ghosts me one day, we reschedule, and then day of, I'm like, see you tonight. No respond, just completely blows me off.
Okay.
She randomly texts me like a month later, way too late.
Sorry, I was in the shower.
And I was just blocked her number. It was a disaster. And then the Chiefs girl was like, she finally texted back, and it was just never really that interested, you could tell. And then she finally, we scheduled like a date, and then the day of, she's like, no. So it was a whirlwind of weeks, and just it resulted in two L's. So just humbling, you know.
Yeah, they missed out.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
And then full circle, here we go. Chiefs girl I mentioned was on the most recent season of The Bachelor.
Wait, what?
Yes, dude. I was scrolling through the contestants because I'm very into the show, and I see her. I was like, holy crap. And she was the one, if you paid attention, who had the hairless cat.
Okay, so a lot I didn't of see that episode.
Bullets dodged. Yeah, that was like her thing in the intro. My name is so-and-so. I'm da-da-da-da-da-da. And my best friend is Whiskers. It was this little hairless cat. It was like, you know, with the editing, they're like making it goofy. And she only lasted like a couple episodes. But
yeah, that's why I didn't see her.
That was quite the full circle. I was like, oh my gosh.
That is crazy. Dodge a bullet.
Yeah.
I love in the office when Kevin is like telling Michael, like, no, my like fiance broke up with me. He's like, don't worry about it, Kevin. You didn't deserve her.
Yeah.
Try to cheer her up.
You don't deserve her, man.
You don't deserve her, buddy.
It's all good.
Don't worry about it.
It all makes sense now.
I hope someone who ghosts me sometime ends up on The Bachelor. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be
cool to say.
It's kind of, I've known several people on that franchise now, which I don't know what that says about me, but just,
I think it's fine.
Yeah, I know a lot of white people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, they released the new Bachelorette contestants, all the dudes. They have 40 dudes. I guess
one for every age of the woman.
Yeah. Dude, and it's funny. Yeah. So she's 39, 40.
Wow.
And I think maybe 8 to 10 of them are around her age, and the rest are all like 25.
Oh, really?
20, like, yeah. Just shameless. I mean, it'd be great television. I'm sure just be a bunch of, I don't care about her age, man.
Yeah. I mean, just the maturity. Like, I'm tired of dating these
young
girls.
But there's this good looking dude who's like our age from Tulsa, and I guarantee you I know people who know him.
Yeah.
Guarantee it. I need to ask around to my Tulsa people. But
yeah. A girl I made, one of my pretty good friends, I made a Bachelor audition video for her, and she's made it pretty far. We don't know exactly how far, because I'm not going to tell you, but like, she...
It's exciting.
Yeah. Could really know someone on The Bachelor. Man.
I just... Like I said, it's like a 25-year-old from Tulsa. Like, it doesn't... In other ways, you can kind of fake, like, yeah, I'm just really interested in this contestant. Like, I'm ready to find love. When you're 25 and she's 40...
You're
just trying to get some followers, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not trying to marry.
Why would The Bachelor put a woman on there that old? Well, they can do that, but they should have other like men in their upper 30s, probably. Right.
I mean, the majority are in their 20s, so it's just kind of like, it's great TV. I can't wait to watch it, but it's gonna be a complete disaster.
Because a woman who's 39 does not want to date a 24-year-old guy.
No. Oh, that sounds.
I don't want to date a 24-year-old girl.
No. No. I'm 27. We talk about that as friend groups when we like try to make new friends. It's amazing, like right out of college and what I was like, and then now like 4 years removed, it's a massive difference.
No, it really is.
Like, we'll hang out with someone, they're like, yeah, they're fine, they're just young, you know, they're like right out of college, they're like 4 years.
You can tell
younger.
Sometimes.
Yeah, big difference. So yeah, imagine being 27, and I mean, they have girls on that show who are like 21. I'm 20, a 21-year-old to me, I feel like I should like mentor, but I shouldn't be dating. I should be like,
this feels wrong.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be talking to you. This should be some sort of nonprofit or organization.
And I talked about on Correct Opinions, we were walking downtown. I saw a group of girls and she had the sash on. It said 21st birthday. So it's like a group of 21-year-olds. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's incredible how young they're looking. Like, wow, dude.
Yeah. I've said before, I didn't feel like I knew anything just in life until I was 27.
No, of course you're not.
Like,
no.
I'm sure when I'm like 32, I'm like, no, when I was 28, I was still stupid.
I mean,
I don't know anything until now.
I never fully figured out my taxes. I just hired a business manager to do it all. So I never do it. I'll die never knowing how to do my taxes.
You never tried TurboTax?
Well, I'm exaggerating. I like hired a CPA.
Yeah. I mean, you have a lot going on. So yeah, it was that's a little, fair.
But it was just, it was, I'm really grateful because, yes, I don't know if this is insightful to people. So I just hired a CPA. It was like some old guy out of Oklahoma
that plays
like
pickleball.
My dad knew, and they're really nice. But you know, I get more and more into this world, and I'm like, how do I write off something for a YouTube sketch? They don't like, what's YouTube? And then I started touring, and it occurred to me, I was like, wait, because you hear about like athletes have to pay taxes in the states they play games in, and like companies. So I was like, do I have to pay taxes in every state I perform in? And I talked to my CPA, and she was like, I mean, no, you shouldn't. I don't. And then I was like, let me check on this. So I got my like LA buddy, Matt Cutchell.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you do? He's like, let me connect you to my guy. And he just reeled off. He's like, yeah, well, in Missouri, you have to pay this. But like in Wisconsin, you got to do this. And you got to. And I was just like, please help me. I'm going to go to prison.
Yeah.
Budding comedian tours is in prison for tax evasion. His quote is, I didn't know.
I'm just stupid, I guess.
Yeah. So that's a relief, but I'll never really know how.
Yeah. I'm all for paying people to like, you know, do whatever they're great at.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that stuff.
We're reaching the age where I have some, like, I'm celebrating a friend of ours turning 30 later this year.
Yeah.
Which probably changed because of COVID. Screw that. But I'm really pumped for like 30 celebrations. Yeah. 30 sounds really fun. 40 is probably fun, but less so. It's just, it's just because you have kids and it's just probably like tougher and you're like, everyone's going to bed at like 9. It doesn't, but 30, dude, I think everyone's like
mature.
Everyone's 30th celebration, I'm pumped for it. I'm going to do mine and Katie's really big. I've made that decision.
You're
I'm
excited.
I am, man.
I dated a 30 year old.
Okay.
Mature. Which at first was a little like...
It's like, oh, she's like, mom and dad, he's a little younger. He's a podcaster. Trust me on this.
Yeah.
He's very mature. He doesn't drink soda anymore.
Yeah, he's getting better. No, this is a while ago. I'll tell you about this girl. This was like back in January or so. But anyway...
Oh, like 6 months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this wasn't like in college or anything. Okay. Yeah, so not that long
That'd
ago.
Be kinda cool.
But it was awesome. She's raised the bar for everyone.
True. Yeah, I'm sure.
Because she was so much more mature.
Yeah, she probably like knows what a mortgage is or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Did she ever explain it to me?
I don't. Actually, I was pretty steady with like the old person jokes. Of just like she was like, "Oh, what was they trying to say? Oh, you think?"
Yeah, that's a great go-to.
Yeah,
that is. Yeah.
Anyway,
big difference between 30 and 25, which dated both. Yeah.
Yeah. At the same time, wouldn't recommend. Probably just choose one.
It does get a little confusing because a 30-year-old figures out faster.
Wiser.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I don't do that stuff.
Your second virus?
Anymore. My second virus has to be probably
I like how we just let that
chicken pox.
Lead the episode. Chicken pox.
Yeah.
Shout out. RIP Native Americans.
What?
That's how we got rid of them, dude. Isn't that crazy?
What?
Smallpox killed like a... I think the majority of
smallpox. It's different than chickenpox.
The like American settlers like distributed smallpox infested blankets to the Native Americans.
Oh wow!
To just spread it throughout their communities and kill them off.
Well, you realize I'm saying chickenpox.
My number two is smallpox.
It seems like you want to talk about smallpox.
That's very brutal.
Yeah,
chickenpox.
But chickenpox is just
dude.
Cool.
Those were kind of fun. I wish I could experience them again.
Because
I don't remember really.
Like, is there anything else in life where it's like, you're going to get this and you should probably just do it now?
Yeah.
Because that's how it's explained to us.
I learned like a year ago, my parents went and purposely infected us.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Me and my sister were close in age and they're just like, go over to William's house. You're going to.
He's pretty dirty. You'll get something.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's just chicken pox.
Yeah.
I think it's got a fun name. Chicken pox.
Everyone has a chicken pox scar somewhere.
Yeah.
Chicken pox scar. Your oatmeal baths or something like that?
Yeah. Wait, oatmeal?
I don't know, something like
that. We had a bath full of like pink liquid. I forget what it was.
Pepto.
Yeah.
Yeah, nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, chicken pox.
Yeah.
Hey, Pepto-Bismol.
And just, you know, we all had it. It kind of brings us together as humans. Hey.
Yeah, what an interesting...
Chicken pox.
Is there anything else like that? What an interesting just thing in our humanity. Like, it's like, hey, there's this one virus. It's pretty harmless. You get it once.
You get a red dot
and you're good
everywhere, and it's good. You're one.
I think there's
dots.
Now like a vaccine, so you can never have it.
Mm.
I've heard of that. Mm. I don't know.
Hey, let's not get into politics.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man, I just the day I get the COVID vaccine, I know I've talked about it. I can't get anyone to get as passionate about me, but what? I mean, how cool is that? You get the pandemic vaccine. That'll be the coolest feeling ever.
Oh, just the floodgates of America.
Yeah, it's just gonna be like, wow. This has been like a year of annoyance, and I got it now. It'll just feel great.
Do you think you'll take it like preemptively? Like you'll just take the vaccine, or you'll wait till you get it, till you get coronavirus, and then take it?
Is that what you're supposed to do?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I feel pretty adamant. I'll be first in line. I don't care. If I have to pay a premium, I'm just there.
I don't know anything about this stuff.
Get this over with. And I'll just feel like Superman. But yeah, so I have smallpox. That's how they killed a lot of the Native Americans, which is pretty wild.
I was watching this Netflix mini documentary on viruses and stuff. And they were talking about smallpox. Mm. It killed so many people.
Yeah.
Like so many. I don't know if this is the Native American thing, but I think just like there was like a small like epidemic in America.
What a crazy time to live in. Like we're complaining about our pandemic now, but yeah, any time in humanity, this corona probably would have killed, you know, 10 times as many people. Just, but now we like can understand it. We're going to have a vaccine within a year. It's crazy.
Yeah, it could have been really bad.
Yeah, back in the day, however many hundreds of millions of people died from all these different
pandemics. A common cold will just like take you down.
Yeah.
Some people.
Yeah,
I've talked about that. I have like a little stand-up bit about it. I like dated a girl who said she was felt like she was born in the wrong century, and you know that was just very easy to make fun of. But yeah. I was like,
I feel like I should belong more in a era where I have next to no rights.
that's something like there's like a suffrage joke in there, suffering, and just like good luck with polio.
Yeah,
Do you not enjoy driving or like being able to own property?
Yeah.
Good
I feel
luck.
Like, yeah, this is where women probably should enjoy the 21st century. That's
like we're no history
good,
major.
Good improvements.
But yeah, you've got it pretty good right now.
It's crazy how bad women have had it for 99% of humanity.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's interesting. Like, I'm not ashamed to be a straight white male, but there is a little bit of like, we're kind of the bad guy for all of history.
Yeah.
Kind of. In America.
Well, for the last few hundred years.
Yeah, yeah. America's history.
Yeah.
We haven't made the best decisions.
It's wild.
But now.
But it's crazy how bad it is in so many parts of the world still for women.
Oh, sure, America's sure, sure. The Middle East.
Gotta be towards the top. Yeah, just.
Yeah.
Not really. Great. That's why our women's soccer team is so baller, because most other countries, they can't even.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, go play Americans. They're like, you've never let us play before. It's like, well, now we're making you play.
Figure it out.
12 to nothing.
So why can't our men's soccer team succeed then?
Because we've invented way cooler men's sports.
Yeah.
So our best athletes, I mean, imagine a soccer lineup of LeBron James and Adrian Peterson. I mean, be pretty tough to beat.
Yeah, like when you hear the argument, like when people like debate sports or whatever, like, no, soccer's the best. It's the most popular sport in the world. Yeah, because it takes a ball to play it. That's it. It's the cheapest sport in the world.
Right.
You're not going to see anyone in,
it's just so cultural. America's become so football. And now, I mean, becoming a basketball country, and it's just so cultural. So no kids grow up like, I want to be a soccer kid. 1% of kids
in America.
Yeah, it's gotta be. Gotta be. Every kid wants to be a basketball player, a football player, and you know when they realize like, oh, I struggle to catch things with my hands, so let's go to the soccer field.
Let's go.
That's
play
a lot of it.
And then like once you turn 28,
that's
then you
a lot of it.
Get into pickleball.
Yeah, yeah, and then pickleball.
And you dominate the competitive league at Chicken and Pickle on Wednesday nights.
It's like, it's kind of like you're reborn. It's a new thing. All right, post-college, pick up basketball. Like, okay, this is not working.
Kind of.
Pickleball. Pickleball, where I play Nancy and middle schoolers.
I'm going to
crush them.
Quick story on pickleball. We have our league games last night. We win both games 2-0, no problem. Isaac and I are walking out, and there's like some outdoor courts where people can just play like recreationally. It's not part of the league or anything.
Okay.
We're walking out. We're like drenched. We're ready to like go get some Sonic drinks or something. These two guys are like, hey, do you guys want to play us? And we're like, oh, sorry. We just got done playing. I think we're headed home.
Waste of time.
Yeah. You schmucks? I don't think so.
No.
And we were just like tired. Like, oh, no, come on. We just came here. We're looking for like some good competition. And then I like started looking a little bit.
Okay, these guys respect us a little bit.
Yeah. And like I could see they have like nice paddles. I'm like, okay, these guys might be pretty good. Mm. And so Isaac's still like, I don't know. I think we're going to head out and get something to drink. I'm like, guys, come on, just play us. And I was like, okay, we'll play you one game. And then we're leaving. Straight sunned them, dude. We won 11-0 and just walked out. Didn't even break stride.
keep the ball.
Yeah.
Just walked out.
I mean, obviously it's the sport of pickleball, that's but awesome. It was just such a huge.
Dude, I love having no mercy.
Huge move.
Something flipped in me where like I was not good at sports because I was just like, I was too meek and timid. Like lacked confidence. I was timid. And something switched in me. Maybe it's because I was so timid and I realized like, man, if I want to accomplish anything, I got to figure this out. And I went the other extreme.
Yeah.
And now I don't, if, is that your mom playing across the net for me?
She better figure it out.
She better have some reactions because, or she's going to have an imprint of the wiffle ball on her forehead, dude. I don't care. So yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, I think as an adult, you realize like, man, I just got to, it's a wild world. I just got to strap in, man.
I got to stand up for myself.
Slap a forehand and
avoid
a virus. And
Don't step in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like last night we were playing and, you know, so some guys were new to playing. And it's like a couple of my buddies were playing who were both known as like very nice, non-confrontational guys.
Yeah.
And they were playing this guy and he was like, so in the pickleball, you can't get too close to the net.
The kitchen. That's what I was just talking about. Yeah.
So there's like a rule you can't cross this line. And the guy was just on the net just ripping them.
Oh,
like, and I was like, oh, does he not know? They're like, it's first time. It's fine. I was like, hey, man, you can't do that. I was like, I'll tell him. What do you mean? Playing against the rules. Like, wow, Trey, really? Like,
yeah, are we just going to let a guy in basketball not dribble? Hey, it's his first time.
It's his first time, man.
Well, we all have to dribble to go somewhere.
Come on.
Same rules.
Oh, man.
All right, well, you let me know when you're ready to pickle, when you're ready to take it to the big leagues. Keep grinding, keep practicing.
Yeah, I still need some time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I had some buddies getting into golf, and I was like, should I? And Katie was like, you know, she's – my buddies know me way longer. They're trying to get me to do golf, and Katie was like, you would not do well with golf. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you would – I don't know. You get it's slow.
It's so frustrating.
You get impatient. You would get mad. And I've tried golf, and that's exactly what happens. I was like, I was thinking about it. I was like, maybe I could do it now. And she just confirmed. Never seen me play, and she correctly guessed the outcome. So I'm like, yeah, I'm never be able to golf. Hang out. I'll drive the cart. Have a couple of cold ones.
Driving the cart is fun.
Yeah, it is. But I can't. And I was playing when I played a few times. Like, let's meet at 8 a.m. on a Saturday. No. What is? I can't have a beer at 8:30 a.m. They're like, well, yeah, we just go out there for like a quiet morning. It's like relaxing. I'm like, that's the farthest thing from relaxing.
Yeah. I
don't want my sports to be relaxing.
I've just, shanked three drives in a row. I don't feel relaxed.
If I'm relaxed, I'm going to go to the pool. If I'm playing a sport, it's not going to be relaxing.
Yeah. If I'm getting sweaty, I don't want to be relaxed. That's why I don't do saunas, because I don't want to sweat and be relaxed at the same time. Mm. If I'm sweaty, I'm moving. I'm competitive.
Right. Yeah. Smart.
But yeah, driving the cart is fun, and chipping out of the sand is fun. Like,
yeah.
In the bunkers. That's fine. You just get to waylay on it.
Yeah.
And you don't even really know where the ball's going, but you're hitting that sand.
Yeah. Third virus, dude?
Oh, yeah. We got to wrap this up. Third virus for me. What did I say? Oh, I said mad cow disease, chicken pox.
And
third virus is going to be...
Or infection, bacterial, you know, anything.
Probably going to be ringworm.
Ringworm, you ever had
that? As far as infection goes, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
What's that like?
I had this weird spot on my stomach. You ever seen that picture of Jupiter? It's got that like red like storm in it. I feel like I had like the
what do they call that? The big red storm?
Big red gum? No, that's something else.
The ringworm storm?
Ringworm storm? Ringstorm? I don't know what they call it on Jupiter. Oh, by the way, you ever played Codenames? It's like a...
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, man. My team was winning. We had two left to go, and it was like Jupiter... And something else, like hydrogen or something. And I said gaseous, and they didn't get it. I was so proud of myself for knowing that Jupiter's a gas planet. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Gaseous.
Carson?
Carson's a great name. Gosh, dang it. It's okay, Carson.
He chose Mercury.
We can come back and win it.
I was like, I would have just said planet if it was Jupiter and Mercury. What is the planet?
Dang it.
Okay, sorry. I had a little ringworm on my stomach. And,
brutal.
I don't remember. This was like happening in eighth grade. I'm fine.
My last one's a sinus infection.
Science?
Science infection.
Oh.
It's when...
you get bit by the scientific method.
Yeah. You listen to too much Elon Musk podcasts. I used to get a bunch, and now I realize it's just because I neglected my health entirely. I rarely get them. But hot take, I enjoy getting mildly sick.
That's stupid.
I do because it for me it I feel like it gives me I feel validated in laying there and doing nothing for a couple of days. I was like, not, I don't want, yeah, feeling horrible. No one likes it to be that. But if I'm mildly ill, I'm like, I'll just lay here all day.
Take it easy.
And it feels okay.
Yeah.
So, that's weird, but.
That was a good point. I was expecting to not be on your side at all after right. that initial comment, but that's a good point.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like, a little under the weather. I'll just, I don't need to work out today. I don't need to do anything productive today. Just take a long shower. I'll lay here, watch TV, and I feel okay doing that.
Long shower when you got a little sinus buildup and then you just feel it release is awesome.
Yeah.
Hot shower.
Love long showers, man.
Yeah.
All right. Do Less Guess episode 11. Thanks again for listening. We got a new sign.
We got a new sign.
And we're going to do some more updates to science the studio. I need to make it look
infection.
Good. Science infection. We got a signs infection, baby. Woo. And there's no cure.
Comment below your favorite infections.
Yep.
We want to hear them, guys.
Do Less, God Bless podcast tomorrow. And so, yeah, we'd love to hear feedback on that. And we will see you next Thursday and Friday and all the time.
Pew.
Peace.